The pilgrims started home in a lighter mood, but some anger remained, and the prophet himself seemed distant and preoccupied. Omar was afraid that his defiance had irreparably damaged their friendship, and his heart sank when he was summoned to join Muhammad at the head of the party. But, to his intense relief, he found him looking radiant, as though a great weight had fallen from his shoulders. "A surah has descended upon me, which is dearer to me than anything under the sun," he told Omar. This was Al-Fatah, the surah of victory. It laid bare the deeper meaning of the events at Hudaybiyah and began with a luminous assurance that Muhammad had not suffered a diplomatic defeat there, but that God had given him a manifest victory. He had sent down his Sakinah, the spirit of peace and tranquility, which had entered the hearts of the Muslims. They had made a courageous act of faith when they agreed to accompany Muhammad on this perilous expedition, showing a commitment that had been beyond the Bedouin. They had shown their faith and trust again when they had sworn the oath of good pleasure. Finally, the treaty that Muhammad had made with Mecca was a sign, an ayah, a parable, which revealed God's presence. The victory at Hudaybiyah had distinguished the Muslims from the Quraysh, who had shown throughout the day that they were still in thrall to the overbearing haughtiness and intransigence of the Jahiliyyah, a stubborn resistance to anything that might injure their sense of honour or their traditional way of life. They had even been ready to massacre the innocent unarmed pilgrims rather than accept the humiliation of admitting them to the Haram. When, in the hearts of those who persist in unbelief, arose the characteristic arrogance, the arrogance of Jahiliyyah, says the Quran, then God sent down his peace of soul upon his messenger and upon the believers, and imposed upon them the formula of self-restraint, of hilm, for that was most befitting to them, and they were most suited for that. Muslims were not supposed to be men of war. They were characterized by the spirit of hilm, a peace and forbearance that allied them with the Jews and Christians, the people of the book. Instead of posturing aggressively as the Quraysh had done at Hudaybiyah, the true followers of Allah prostrated themselves humbly before God in prayer. "Thou seest them," the Quran concluded, "bowing, prostrating, seeking bounty from God and good pleasure. Their mark is on their faces, the trace of prostration. That is their likeness in the Torah and their likeness in the Gospel." It was not violence and self-assertion, but the spirit of mercy, courtesy and tranquility that would cause the Ummah to grow as a seed that puts forth its shoot and strengthens it, and it grows stout and raises straight upon its stalk, pleasing the owners. The war was over. It was now time for a holy peace.